Yeah, look, the full time here, it's Peak Villa 3, Buncrana Hearts 0. Peak Villa deserving of their win, no doubt about it, in the end, very much so on the second half display. But I think Gary Duffy and his players will be kind of scratching their heads and even getting the feedback from people leaving the ground, walking out at the end. Everybody was kind of, you know, typical FAI Junior Cup. For half an hour, Buncrana were head and shoulders the better team. The Peak Villa were camped in their own half, with their centre forward completely isolated on the halfway line for 20-25 minutes. They literally could not get out. The Peak Villa keeper made a point blank save from Shawnee Bradley in that period as well, and a couple of balls cleared off the line. There was 8 or 9 corners in quick succession for Buncrana, and they were winning the first header on every single delivery, and it was very much chaos in the Peak Villa box, and you were wondering, how are Peak Villa going to get to half time? And then in typical fashion, Peak Villa got one break up the pitch. They won a corner, the corner was half cleared, Micheál Quinlan whipped it back in as a cross. It eluded everybody and ended up at the back stick to put them 1-0 up, and Buncrana were visibly rocked from that. And on the stroke of half time, Pippi Carron had a free kick for Peak Villa that came crashing down off the bar, and the half time whistle blew. And the kind of feeling from everybody around was Buncrana being the better side in this first half. They're gone in 1-0 down, maybe unfortunate or fortunate in the end that they didn't go in 2-0 down, but if they come with what they came with in the first half an hour, we have a cracking cup tie in our hands. But they never ever came out in the second half with the same gusto, with the same belief. Shawnee Bradley got tired up front, he had done relentless running in the first half. Aaron McDade was excellent, winning duels all over the place. All of a sudden Peak Villa became more aware to that in the second half and crowded them out. And the second goal came in the counter, and then the third goal came with a break from their own half as well. And it was very much just the case of Peak Villa. Our tails were up with the goal. They got stronger with the lead, with something to hang on to. And they always carry the threat coming the other way. But Buncrana will go home wondering how they've lost this game 3-0. There was very little between the two sides, other than Peak Villa took their chances. Probably got 3 chances in the game and took all 3. Buncrana probably got 5 or 6 in the opening 20 minutes and took none. And that was very much the case. We always say the first goal is integral in these big FAI Junior Cup games. And that proved to be the case.